This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nathaniel Hackett has to be the stone worst coach that's employed in the NFL right now, because he couldn't make it through a season as a head coach. And now, after five games with Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform, he has been demoted. So how does he go from running an offense that is successful enough for back-to-back years for Aaron Rodgers to win an MVP to now where he gets five games as the offensive coordinator with Aaron Rodgers and then gets demoted? Is it because he hasn't changed with the league?
Do you see who carries the play sheet in Green Bay?
LaFleur.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur does. Yeah. So, you know, I think sometimes these coaches, get a break. They have a title, but their title, while it is important in meeting rooms and to install the offense, on game day, a guy like Matt LaFleur is going to call the plays, just like Mike McCarthy is going to call the plays.
That was a fact back in 20.
I believe that was the fact.
20 and 21, Matt LaFleur was calling the plays.
They got rid of McCarthy because they needed a new, fresh voice in the building to be able to connect with Aaron Rodgers. You know, and Matt LaFleur is a terrific coach. He is a terrific coach. And, yeah. I think Todd Downing was with him down in Tennessee, I believe.
Okay.
So, they all know what's going on. They all know each other behind the scenes, and they probably like Nathaniel and think he's a great guy and he's the perfect guy to be a position coach, maybe because he's good friends with Aaron. But there has to be accountability, and accountability comes in the meeting rooms, on the practice field.
Yeah.
And you also have to have a answer for things that you are not responding to as an offense. So yeah, I agree with you in regards to Nathaniel Hackett. I'm just telling you why I think they're doing this is because what they have seen since Nathaniel's been there the last 2 years.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. But the one thing that I'm still confused about is there is no better person to hold somebody accountable than the veteran player who's got everybody's respect. So he's in those rooms too, and he's also out on the field with them. So why is it that Aaron Rodgers is getting a pass with all of this stuff so far when he could be doing more things with the offense and input and things that he's seeing out there? I mean, everybody listens to what he has to say all the time. And then also in these meeting rooms. I mean, you're telling me that it takes Nathaniel Hackett to hold these guys accountable?
Look, at the end of the day, Rob Saleh saw enough mistakes being made. Saw enough free blitzers coming, not having answers for fire zones.